Are members of the gay community still discriminated against in 2018? One in five gay people still experience verbal harassment. This is all from a survey that has been done over the last few months, between July and October last year. 108,000 responses to it. It's said to be the largest survey of its kind ever undertaken in this country about what the experience of living in Britain 2018 is for people of the LGBT community. And the results are... let's discuss them. I find them fascinating. Of those with what is called a minority sexual orientation, 68% said they had been avoided holding hands in public with a same-sex partner. 70% said they had at times not been open about their sexual orientation. It comes as the Prime Minister says that the survey has highlighted the areas where more effort is needed. They've stepped forward with an action plan that has about 75 different recommendations, one of them being that a technique sometimes called gay cure therapy, based on the idea that being lesbian or gay or bisexual, transgender is a mental complaint, that should be completely outlawed. It's a practice that around 5% of respondents to this survey say they've been offered in the UK in 2018, which I find astonishing that kind of so-called conversion therapy exists. And that so many, 5% of 108,000 in 2018 in this country, seem to have been offered this kind of therapy. 0345 6060 973 on the point about the discrimination that you still get in this country as someone in the LGBT community. Presumably it's got better, has it? The numbers are falling. More people are open and completely happy with the idea that you're gay or you're lesbian or you're bisexual, and yet we still see one in five being verbally abused. Why is that? And also on this point about this cure therapy, have you been offered it? Where does it happen? What's it meant to achieve? Let's turn to Mike Davidson, who is CEO of the Core Issues Trust. This is a charity that offers support to those who do want to change their sexual preference. Afternoon to you, Mike.
Hello there.
What do you offer people and what do you say it can do for them?
Well, we offer to stand with people whose goal is to move away from unwanted same-sex attractions. It's not that we're telling them that they should change. They've, for whatever reason, had enough of gay and want to go in a new direction. And if we can, we help them.
How many people do you come across who express that view?
Well, there's a small number, but at the moment, on a busy day, I will see 5 or 6 in a week, 20 in total. I wouldn't be able to handle more than that. But there is a consistent flow of people who are in that position.
And they say to you, I don't want to feel this way anymore. Can you stop me feeling like this? Is that how the conversation goes?
It's about the fact that they have been involved perhaps in gay relationships and it hasn't worked out. They want to go in a new direction. They have a longing perhaps to have a relationship with the opposite sex. And we see whether or not that is going to be possible for them. We don't promise them that their feelings are going to dissipate, but we do know that when people begin to deal with the behaviors, very often the feelings begin to shift.
What do you make then of the contention that people are born gay?
Well, I don't accept that. I know in my own life that certainly how I felt. It felt absolutely natural and normal to me.
So it's all based on the environment, is it? You say you absolutely refute the idea that people say when they say that they've been born this way, that's how they've been born. You say you could change it if you'd like.
Well, who cares about what I say? The Royal College of Psychiatrists changed its position in 2014. It used to say it was genetic. It now says that there's an environmental contribution. If there's an environmental contribution, that contradicts the idea that it's all about genetics.
Well, Mr. Davidson, if you think that what you're doing is fair and completely above board, why has every UK regulatory body for counselling and psychotherapy banned members from using these methods?
Well, if you give me a minute, I'll tell you exactly why. A few years ago, there was a concerted effort to ensure that no professional trainee would be able to participate in training or get into the profession who supported a different ideological view, that is different from the idea that we should only affirm homosexual practices. So what we have here is just one point of view across all these organizations. You may not belong to such an organization if you have a different point of view.
Final question to you. Do you believe that being gay can be, quote, cured?
Never. And since 2007, when Core Issues Trust was established, we have never used cure therapy. This is this circular narrative where we are told this is what you do and you shouldn't do it. And we say we don't do it. And we're told, yes, you do, and therefore you must be banned.
Okay, Mike, we'll leave it there. I'm grateful for your time. Mike Davidson, CEO of Core Issues Trust, a charity that offers support to those who want to change their sexual preference.